My name is Morolake Odetoyinbo. I live in Lagos, Nigeria. I work primarily as an HIV treatment educator. I guess you can call me an activist. Taking my test was confirming what I feared, so I think he took the shock off it, you know. My husband had been tested, so he came home one day with a positive test result. And for me, him telling me that he had tested positive was him telling me that I had tested positive as well. Because for me, it was just like, okay, that means we are HIV positive. I mean, we had been married. We had obviously been having very good orgasmic and protected sex. After he tested positive, I had to remain strong and put on a bold face and just to help him stay strong as well. So I really didn't have that period. I didn't have the opportunity of feeling sad or being overwhelmed by that result. For like 4 years, I was waiting for death to come. I was just waiting for death to come. So any and everything that came my way, I swallowed because I felt, well, I'll soon die. I'd rather die a respectable death, you know. Let me just die quietly. But later, I realized, no, sitting down and waiting to die. I mean, death wasn't even going to happen. It didn't look like death had any interest in me anyway. And I realized I had to get my life moving. So it took me 4 years to get to the stage where I could do a TV interview or put my face in the newspapers. So my disclosure was me coming out as an AIDS educator, you know, not just as I'm a person living with HIV. Has HIV affected my life negatively? No. No, it hasn't. It hasn't affected my life negatively because I've allowed people to take their cues from me. And I'd learned a long time ago that if you celebrate yourself like a newborn baby, then the whole world will treat you like a newborn baby is treated. You know, everybody goes to visit the baby. But if you walk around like you're about to die tomorrow, people will treat you like they treat the dying. You keep away from a dying person. And when people cried, I always wondered, are you crying for me or for yourself? I mean, if you have to cry, maybe you're crying for yourself because you're thinking, oh, this could be me, but I'm sure you're not crying for me because there's nothing about me to make you sorrow. No, no. So how has HIV affected my life? I think it has encouraged me to be the very best I can. I have dared to take my life in my hands. I have dared to do what I thought I couldn't do. It probably also drove the cowardice out of me. In 1998, when I tested positive, this was a long way from treatment for us. And that was when people were saying things like, Africans cannot use ARVs because we cannot tell the time. If we don't have clocks, how do we know what time to take our drugs, you know? Which is why I started working on access to treatment. Because for me, I was seeing a lot of prevention messages. But the question then is, what do you do with an HIV positive test result? Which is really what Pata tries to answer. What do you do with an HIV positive test result? So treatment should be right-based. Nobody's doing us a favor by giving us access to, by making us have access to treatment. What we all know for a fact is that 10% of the total population of people living with HIV all over the world are Nigerians. And we have 4 to 4.2 million Nigerians living with HIV. So Nigeria is greatly infected and affected. Coupled with the fact that we are the largest black country in the world, and one out of every six black people walking the face of the earth is a Nigerian. That sounds to me like if we have a problem in this country, then we do have a problem in the black world. Which is why I think for us, it is it's beyond rhetorics. What I believe is you can't sit down and wait for stigma to disappear before you start talking about HIV. It's you talking that's going to make stigma disappear. We can't fold our hands and grumble and complain about what government is doing and what that person is not doing. Those of us living with HIV are the ones who will have to stand up to fight and ask for our rights and demand that things happen.